Live from around the world, it's time for Peter Greenberg Worldwide with America's number one frontline travel news journalist. Around the world, the trip begins with a kiss. Roam if you want to, roam around the world. Get on the phone now and call 1-888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. And now, the man who travels over 400,000 miles each year, the travel detective, Peter Greenberg.
Welcome aboard another edition of Peter Greenberg Worldwide. I hope you're having a wonderful weekend wherever you happen to be this first weekend in November. Oh, my God. But let me tell you where we've been. I mean, can you imagine the last month in San Moritz, in New Orleans, in Hawaii, in Madison, Wisconsin, and now coming to you from, get out your maps, boys and girls, 46 degrees, 48 minutes north, 71 degrees, 15 minutes west. Yep, we're up north. We're at the Auberge Saint-Antoine in the old city of Quebec City in Canada, taking your calls at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. And if you can't get through on the phones, you know the drill. You email me to peter@petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question or problem. We'll solve it right here on the air. And one other item here about housekeeping. You can get my daily travel tips delivered directly to your phone. That's right. Just text messages from me to you. And the way you start out that, of course, is by texting the word tips to 84425 or go right to our website, petergreenberg.com, to subscribe. We update, of course, our website every single day, and we have a new tip every single day. And this is not tips about lovely London or beautiful Bermuda. It's about tips about how not to be hosed, how not to be a victim, how to navigate the maze known as the world of travel. Lots of stuff in the news this week. Most of it not pleasant. And as you watched the CBS News last week, you saw my piece on airfares going up, up, and away. And the holiday travel outlook looking even worse. Not in terms of the number of people flying, but the number of people who can even afford to fly these days. Airfares up to 10% higher. And in fact, that's sort of misleading because we found on certain routes the airfares year over year over 18% higher, especially on some popular routes, New York to L.A., New York to San Francisco. Very few places where the airfares went down. The only place where it went down, only by like a half a percent over last year, was New York to Chicago. That should tell you something. And that's all in put in perspective of the airlines reporting their third quarter earnings, with the exception of American Airlines, which can't seem to get arrested these days. In fact, they're the only airline to report a loss. Every other airline's making money. Now, how are they doing that? Very simple. It's been going on for quite some time. They've parked a lot of planes in the desert. Fewer planes means fewer flights. Fewer flights means fewer seats. The law of supply and demand kicks in. The airlines are flying at an average load factor right now of 87%. That means they're filling between 8 out of 10 seats that got going. So where's the incentive to have a discount? Does not exist. You may find one or two little incremental deals going out there to Des Moines on a Wednesday at midnight, but bottom line is you are going to be paying more this year. And if you look today in November, if you book your Thanksgiving or Christmas flight now, you're looking at an average domestic airfare of over $600. Now, if you want to hear the exception, there is some good news. Yes, there is. And that is, who says that you have to fly home for Thanksgiving? Let's call Thanksgiving what it is, an obligatory dysfunctional family get-together. You're forced to do it. You're forced to confront your demented uncle, your crazy aunt. They get to push all your emotional budget buttons, and then you still have to pay for it? Here's the cool part of it. It's called bilateral agreements. You see, in the world of deregulation, if I'm an airline that wants to fly to Chicago, and I decide next week I don't want to fly to Chicago, I don't get penalized for it because I have the right to fly anywhere I want without getting permission, as long as there's a gate and a slot. However, that does not apply if I have the right to fly overseas, because the right to fly overseas comes under the category of bilateral agreements between countries. And it's a reciprocal deal in which each country allows the carriers of the other country to fly X number of seats per day or per week or per month on that route. And if you don't fly that route, or if you reduce the number of flights, which means you're reducing the number of seats, you are in serious jeopardy of losing the route entirely. So what does that mean? more empty seats overseas at this time of the year than domestically. Now, let's face it. Do the French know from Turkey? No, the Turkish don't even know from Turkey. So guess what? Let the crazy relative stay at home. Do the smart thing. Think about this. I just got finished telling you that the average fare, which means many of them will be higher than this, will be more than $600 to go home for the holidays. Do you know that there are airfare sales right now to London at less than $600? If you want to go from New York to Des Moines, it's going to cost you more than $600. How about New York to London for under $600? Or New York to Paris for under $600? That's where you get the bargains right now. So remember that, because if you don't, guess what? You're going to get hosed. Now, if you absolutely have to go home for the holidays, and I say this every single year, and it bears repeating, so here it comes. Here's my handy-dandy way to A, save money, B, save your sanity, C, save stress, and basically have a win-win and have the weekend come back to you. How is this possible, you say? Very simple. You very easily book the very first flight of the day on Thanksgiving morning. I'm talking 5:45 a.m. or 6 a.m. You'll still get to where you need to go in time to carve the turkey and be antagonized by your relatives. And then you stay overnight one night. And then Friday morning, on a day that absolutely nobody in the hemisphere flies, you fly home while everybody else is stuck on the freeway going to the mall for reasons that they don't even understand. You get home. You saved a tremendous amount of money on your airfare. You've avoided all the traffic. And now you get to stay home and watch every bad football game known to man and have your weekend back to you. You saved money, you satisfied your relative obligations, and you're home for the holidays. Yeah, you're home. How about that? Your bed and your wallet, I might add. So that's my advice for that. Now, this one came across my desk. It is pretty funny. And they did a survey. Now, don't ask me who got up in the morning and thought this was a good idea, but you may remember I did a piece about Air New Zealand last year, in which I talked about the fact that the flight attendants themselves were instrumental in the design of a new kind of coach class seat. It's actually three seats across that sort of fold down in such a way that there's no armrest sticking into you, and people can literally cuddle up in the seats, either couples or couples with a kid, right? And of course, what did Air New Zealand call it? Cuddle class. Okay, so they did a survey. You can't make this up. And it was the survey of their passengers, and they asked them, who would you most like to cuddle with in that seat if they were a celebrity? Now, women, gee, what a surprise. You know who they picked? 38%? Johnny Depp. 36%? George Clooney. Here's the one I love. 3%? Hugh Hefner. Get a life. And that's, by the way, that's my producer, Jessica Soberman, laughing. Now, I love what the men chose. You're never going to guess this. Are you ready? Okay. They love Jennifer Aniston. They love Megan Fox. But here's the one that's crazy. Are you ready? Sit down. 24% wanted to cuddle with Sarah Palin. Oh, my God. The effects of jet lag are kicking in on everybody now. I'm not even going to comment on that. We'll be back with more from Quebec City right after this.
The Peter Greenberg Worldwide phone lines are open now, so call us at 1-888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. Travel question or comment? Need advice? Jump on board now by calling the show at 1-888-88-PETER. That's 1-888-887-3837. Once again, here's your host, Peter Greenberg.
18 minutes after the hour, Peter Greenberg coming to you from Quebec City in Quebec, Canada. In fact, Quebec's the largest province of all the 10 provinces in Canada. And we're coming to you from the Auberge Saint-Antoine, and right from my window you can see the St. Lawrence. What an amazing view. Taking your calls at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. If you can't get through on the phones, you know the drill. You email me to peter@petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question, or problem. We'll solve it on the air. And as I do always at this time every week, I encourage you to go to our website, with that imaginative name of petergreenberg.com to find our comprehensive list of all the aid and relief organizations doing all that hard and essential work in Haiti, in Western China, in Chile, and of course in Japan. And let's not forget our friends in Christchurch in New Zealand, all of those locations victims of earthquakes and or tsunamis in the last 20 months. So please look at that list, because you will be pleasantly surprised to see all the different ways that you can get actively and directly involved in an up-close and personal way in their rebuilding. And in many cases, especially those of you who are listening who have children, anybody who's got kids over the age of 8, there are many structured programs that allow you to bring them as well. So check it out. It's the best gift you can give yourself, because you'll be giving back to so many people who actually need it. Let's go right to the phones. We got Tommy on the phone calling from Los Angeles. Hey, Tommy.
Hey, Peter. How are you?
Good. How can I help you today?
Well, I got a unique problem. I haven't really had a vacation in 5 or 6 years. And the main reason is because I'm in the film business, and we work 6 to 7 months straight out, and then we don't ever know when we're working again. Plus, I'm single. So I'm looking for an opportunity where I can just get a vacation with 3 or 4 days' notice at really cheap prices.
All right, now you're based in Los Angeles, right?
Yes.
Okay, but you haven't told me how many days you want to spend.
You know, if I'm not working, I could do 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Well, I'm going to give you one that's right in Los Angeles' back door. Great bargains, great experience, and I'll put everything in perspective when I suggest to you that you just got to get down to Mexico. And not just to the typical places that you've heard about, like Cancun or Puerto Vallarta or Cabo, but get out there to the eastern coast, not the coast, but the eastern border of Campeche, where you're on the border of Guatemala and the most amazing Mayan ruins. Or if you really do want to go to Cancun and go over to Tulum and see all those ruins, of course, Chichen Itza not too far away, and then, of course, to Cozumel, probably one of the best dive sites you'll see in a long time, and you'll have no trouble at the bar, trust me.
Well, that's great stuff. I've actually been to Mexico for work a lot of times. But I'm a large Irishman that's not too big a fan of sun.
Ah, you buried the lead. You buried the lead. So you're not looking for sun.
No. I'm looking for Europe's great, but it's every time you look at anything, it's great price, and I have to times it by 2 because I'm a single guy.
That's not true, and I'm gonna help you out. First of all, you want to go in the winter.
Sure.
The answer is, that's a good answer. You know why? Because I'm a big fan of off-season. I think the word off-season is a myth. You're not going to Paris for the sunburn or the suntan. You're not going to Paris to stand in line. This is the time of the year you want to go to Paris, because there won't be any lines, be better service. The flights are much cheaper now. And guess what? You won't have to worry about that sunburn.
But what about the hotels? That's what... I get the flights.
Listen, the hotels, the old days of double occupancy may still work on the cruise lines, but most of the hotels now that are the smart hotels are pricing their product by the room and not by how many people are in it.
Excellent.
See, you like that?
Oh, yeah, and being a former Bostonian, I know how to pinch a penny.
Or in your case, a euro.
Exactly. Well, that's great, because we never know when our vacation is. It's like you do a bunch of work, and you wait until... So I want to be able to, and I live close to LAX, I want to be able to go to a site and go, I can leave in 3 days, give me the rock bottom dirt price.
And by the way, I'm going to give you a secret. Guess who flies from Los Angeles to Paris, and you won't know it. I'm going to tell you. You're going to think it's going to be Air France, and you'd be right. Or maybe American Airlines or British Airways if you want to go through London. I'm going to give you an airline that nobody knows that flies the route, and they do a great job, and the prices are right. Are you ready?
Standing by.
Okay. Air Tahiti Nui. The Tahitian airline flies it about 4 days a week on an A340. Nobody knows it. That's the one you want.
I'm already looking it up.
All right, Tommy. I appreciate the call. We'll talk to you soon. You got to call us back when you come back and tell us about your suntan in Paris, okay?
I look forward to it. Thank you, Peter. Great help.
You got it, man. Now, speaking about suntans in Paris, my next guest never gets a suntan in Paris because he's too busy being on my show and being an expert about the world of aviation. He's a regular. His name is Mike Boyd, the president of Boyd Group, and he's probably talking to me in Colorado today. Are you, Mike?
That is correct, sir. I'm from high Evergreen, 8,000 feet in the sky.
So you are getting a sunburn.
I am getting a sunburn.
You're that much closer to the sun. Earlier in the show, I was talking about airfares going up about 10% across the board. Airlines around the world collecting, next year they're projecting over $32 billion in ancillary fees. And yet, I want to talk to you a little bit about what's going on in American Airlines, simply because they've just reported third quarter earnings, and every airline seems to be doing okay except them.
Yeah, in interest of full disclosure, we just got done with a major study of American Airlines for their pilots union. We did it independently. And, yeah, they're not making money, but keep in mind they made an operating profit this last quarter. They've got debt issues and some other issues, but I think they can work it out. I'm not really worried about them, and trust me, I know bankruptcy when I see it, and I don't see it here.
So nothing to be worried about, for at least from your perspective.
Oh, not really. It's fundamentally strong. It needs some management changes and some other things. But overall, I would not worry about American Airlines at all.
I mean, as a point of history, we should know that of all the legacy carriers, and you know this too, Mike, American is the only one that never filed for bankruptcy.
And they should be very proud of that because, you know, these Wall Street types act like bankruptcy is changing underwear. It's a terrible process. People get defrauded. People lose money. Small vendors get hurt. Pensions get lost. So it's to Americans' credit they did not file bankruptcy.
All right, so the good news is they're still in business, and I'm happy because I fly them all the time. But let's talk about rural America. I mean, one by one, I'm seeing air service just completely evaporate out there.
You're seeing local air service being lost, but not necessarily air service access being lost. Example, 10 years ago, there were 80,000 people a year that flew out of Muskegon, Michigan. Muskegon still has 80,000 passengers a year, except about 50,000 of them are driving 45 minutes to Grand Rapids. So it's not as dire as it looks.
So basically, if you've got four wheels, you can get to a plane.
Oh, you can. Regionalization is going to be the future. Places like Champaign, Illinois, they'll probably lose their air service because everybody's going to Bloomington. You've got places like San Angelo, Texas. Midland is just down the road that can give you air access. It has to do with airplane economics. The small airplanes that used to be able to fly to these places are getting long in tooth and not getting replaced.
And the airlines are doing everything they can to get rid of their subsidiaries, right? American Airlines has said for the last 3 years they just love to dump Eagle.
Yeah, and Eagle's fine and all that, but, you know, Eagle's one of those things where the quote, regional airline industry is not a growth industry. These are people that just supply airplanes to big airlines, but their main product, these 50-seat jets that they're providing, are getting very expensive, and as they get older, they get maintenance expensive, and they're getting retired.
So let's shift gears and talk about something I've talked about on the show before, and I don't know if you're going to agree with